Throughout the week, we'll be taking time to examine issues highlighted in Heilonu Moku, Hawaii State of the Environment Report. It translates to an Islands Update. Today we hear from Phil Acosta, the executive director of the Aloha Harvest, whose mission involves saving food from being wasted. What are the lessons learned from COVID-19 about our food resiliency?
We averaged anywhere from 1 million to 1.5 million pounds of food a year. That equates to about 125,000 pounds of food that we rescue a month. And pre-COVID, again, most of that came from our hotels and restaurants, caterers even, and bakeries. Excess food that they had on hand that they couldn't serve or sell. Obviously, when COVID hit, we had a huge influx from these same donors. And we were rescuing literally tons of fresh produce and fresh foods that, you know, just came from these canceled events that, you know, had nowhere to go. But beyond that, you know, all that has dried up. And the interesting thing is our inventory hasn't, you know, actually even doubled and tripled in some instances. In some months, we're processing over 300,000 pounds just in August, actually. We just surpassed 400,000 pounds of food that we processed. And that's a mix of about 60 to 65% of rescued food, which is still quite considerable. And there is an increasing amount of food that we are buying and purchasing locally from our farmers, from our local businesses, and things that we're also procuring through the USDA program.
Can you talk about the food that you didn't rescue? Was there a lot that either got dumped, you know, whether it's milk or, you know, other things, just because
right.
we didn't have a large enough distribution, you know, infrastructure in place?
Yes, and I hear of things. I don't have any concrete numbers as far as things that did not go, that were not captured, that eventually went to waste. But again, pre-COVID, looking at the data that we have from the city and nationally, really we're only capturing about 2% of the potential food that is wasted out there. And if we could only capture about 20 to 25% of the food that can become waste, we could really make a huge dent in addressing the hunger issues and really eliminating the hunger and food insecurity that many families face. But in the light of COVID, I think there was a lot of people that stepped up and were able to capture that, but still there's still quite considerable amount that we weren't able to. And so we are looking at more long-term solutions that allow us to collect and aggregate more of that food. So, you know, take us incrementally from 2 to 5%, maybe eventually to 10% in the next 3 to 5 years. That'll make a huge difference in just the landscape in Hawaii and our food system and, you know, becoming more sustainable and resilient.
Where does the dumped food go? Does it go into the landfill?
It's interesting, actually, both. One of the common things where we're yet untapped is the consumer market. You know, folks that might go to a big box store or tend to stock up on things and they don't use up all their food that ends up going to waste. And obviously the waste from the residential, a lot of it goes to the landfill, the incinerators. So some of that does get burned, but eventually the ash that comes out of that does end up in the landfill. On the commercial side, where there are restaurants and hotels that are paying tipping fees or, you know, hauling fees to get these things, their excess, which includes quite a bit of food waste, that some of that goes into the landfill as well as the incinerator as well. And so there's a little bit of both, but eventually everything, whether it gets burned initially or gets buried, it eventually does end up in the landfill. And as you know, we have a very finite use of the one major landfill that we have here on Oahu. And, I'm not sure what the situation is like on the neighbor islands, but I'm assuming they're dealing with the same thing as well, where, you know, there's really so much potential that we could divert, you know, that makes a lot of difference in just the environmental impact as well as the economic impact of all that untapped resource.
And what have you had to do in order to meet the demand? Have you had to get more trucks or hire more people?
yes and yes and more of, you know, everything else. Just, I think we've had to, I think pivot is one of those, you know, overused. It was sexy at one point, and it's become overused, and you know, now. But we did have to really refocus our resources to address the more immediate needs in COVID, as people were laid off or furloughed and eventually laid off. And we've had to even scale up. So when I first took on the position as executive director for A Little Harvest just a year ago, I had a staff of 9, including myself. Right now, with a couple of contractors that we have on hand as well, we're up to 18, so we've doubled that. We just picked up a new delivery van just last month, and we have 3 delivery trucks on its way. I'm hoping to get that here in the next by December or sometime end of year. And so we've had to really scale up our staff, our fleet. We've had to rent out storage space for dry goods, for chill storage and freezer storage. And so we are now actually operating out of 4, the separate areas. And what we'd like to do moving forward is to really establish a site, food resilience hub, that we can aggregate more of the excess food, not just in times of crisis, but, just in blue sky days as well. We could definitely serve more communities, but establishing this food resilience hub in a disaster preparedness center where everything is consolidated in one space can be better prepared when the next crisis hits. A couple of things that we found, there were some opportunities that that kind of came up during this time, where we actually had a few farms where we've had relationships with some of our local farms before, where they would donate some of their excess things to us. But, at the onset of the pandemic, we had an influx of that, where their distribution channels basically dried up overnight. And so some, not all, and, just a few actually reached out to us and offered to, for us to rescue some of that excess produce. So we've had a chance to kind of run this proof of concept of gleaning and volunteer harvest, which has, been successful. We were able to harvest with help of volunteers at 2 farms over 2,300 pounds of fresh leafy greens, and that's a lot. If you're talking about lettuce and these leafy vegetables, 2,300 pounds is quite a bit. And we've had an opportunity to rescue excess and off-grade produce from 7 other farms, totaling over 230,000 pounds. So really looking at that, where there's the potential on, in regular growing cycles where there's a lot of excess of off-grade, I think that's a great opportunity for us to tap into, where we can repurpose or create value-add products at a much lower price point. And if we can support the local farmers, we can support the local communities, I think it's a win-win all around. So that's something that, we've found as an opportunity that came up during this pandemic that we'd like to pursue moving forward. We want to build better relationships with our local farming and ag industry.
That was Phil Acosta, Executive Director of Aloha Harvest, talking about how we can improve our food resiliency here in Hawaii.